How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma City Thunder, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Carson Cunningham. I have returned from an absolutely surreal Thunder media day. It was unlike anything I've seen since my time covering the team, since their first season. I had to pinch myself multiple times, say, wait a second, this isn't real. But Russell Westbrook's not standing with Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. Are you kidding me? This is weird. This isn't happening. Wake up, dude. But no, it was real. It was surreal. And it was an incredible day at Chesapeake Energy Arena. I'm going to talk about all the happenings, all the stuff that Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony all had to say. The new big three in OKC. And that's something we will have to dive into. I'll also talk about Steven Adams. Had a chance to share a room with him and Alex Abrines. We'll talk about that. But first, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, shoot me an email, carsonlockedon@gmail.com. That's the email address. I've already received some interest on sponsoring the podcast. So if you are interested, we got a lot of listeners, and that's only going to increase with this freakish super team that's going to try and take down the Warriors. The interest in this team is not going away. It's increasing. We should have increasing listenership. So if that's something you might be interested in, shoot me an email and we'll talk. Okay, let's jump right into it, guys. Thunder Media Day. Let's rewind a year ago. Just think back to a year ago, Thunder Media Day. It was, oh, there's Russell Westbrook. And then who are the other stars we got to see? We got Steven Adams, you know, legit NBA center. We got Victor Oladipo. Yeah, that's nice. And then it just kind of fizzles out. Well, that's not the case now. Today absolutely flew by. I feel like last year it was at a crawl pace. Not today. Because you had Russell Westbrook walk in, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony in a Thunder uniform. Absolutely insanity. It didn't seem real. Felt like I was in a daydream. But it was also really funny, too. Like, the first and foremost, the hoodie Melo thing has just taken on a life of its own, has it not? As soon as I saw Carmelo and Russell and Paul George standing there together, the first thing that anyone said was, Paul George goes, we got to get him a hoodie. And everybody laughed. And then sure enough, there he was. He put his hoodie on underneath his jersey, did his media session with it. And his media session was fantastic. I thought Carmelo Anthony said all the things that I thought he would say. That on the last podcast, I said, you know, most people I had chatted with, they were like, yeah, but Carmelo, he's kind of a ball hog. He's not as good. I don't know if this is... Well, I think Carmelo dispelled a lot of the notions about him. And I think that's why he joined the Thunder. That's why he said, hey, look, this is an actual quote. He said, I'm not here to outshine Russell or Paul George. That's not why I'm here. I came here to win. And I think that was an obvious thing, right? From him deciding to leave the New York Knicks and come play in one of the smallest markets in the NBA. He said all the right things. There's a notion out there that he did not want to play the four. He dispelled that. He said, I'd gladly play the four. In fact, I think I can do it a lot better here because I have legit talent around me. And again, I don't think Carmelo is the superstar that he once was, not by a long stretch. But I thought he did a great job not throwing the Knicks under the bus, but saying that the tagline he kept saying was, I'm a product of my environment. He goes, you want to look at my shooting statistics, my efficiency? Go look at my environment. And his environment was a horrible team in the NBA, one of the worst run franchises you can find. Now, does Carmelo have some issues with his game? Is he as good a player? Absolutely not. But again, I think if you surround him with stars, which is what Sam Presti's done, he's still a very viable talent in the NBA. He's still a problem for any team in the NBA. And I think he's one that can be very effective with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So I loved everything Carmelo had to say. He really, I thought, touched on everything I wanted to hear out of him as far as what he wants to do in this league and with this team. So that was encouraging to hear. And also, too, Paul George, I mean, has this guy not made it clear that if you think he's just going to run to Los Angeles at the first sign of trouble, you're wrong? I mean, he is saying all the right things as far as, I'm here to win a championship. This looks like a team that can win a championship. I haven't won a lot in my career. Now's the time. And he's been saying all the right things. So it was pretty flawless from Paul George and Carmelo Anthony as far as all the things they had to say. And again, I'm not here saying throw a championship parade. I'm not here saying they're all going to sign 10-year deals and stay forever and everyone's going to hold hands and sing songs and just kumbaya. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think the people that think, oh, how's this going to fit? There's not enough basketballs. They're going to hate each other. That just seems ridiculous to me. There's a reason Carmelo came here. I think they're all on the same page. You know, everyone said the same thing about the Warriors, did they not? Oh, there's not enough basketballs. There's just too many egos. Well, those were all guys that wanted to win rings, and they went and won one together. And yes, it was kind of ugly at first, them learning how to remember the fourth quarter crunch time stats were not kind to the Warriors because they weren't sure if it was Steph or Kevin or Clay. I think the Thunder are going to go through that same exact process as far as how those three mesh together. And it is a process. It's a game of basketball. Anyone who's played pickup basketball knows you're not going to be on the same page from the first time you roll the ball out there. So, but Media Day was just really, it was a circus, just how much media was there, how much attention everybody got. And, you know, also, too, the one remaining question for the Oklahoma City Thunder is Russell Westbrook's contract situation. He was asked about that and kind of played it off as, you know, I was busy this summer, I was being a dad, just had a newborn baby boy. He played it off like he was too busy, but he didn't, and he said, you know, this is the place I want to be. He didn't just give a stock, you know, we'll worry about that later. It wasn't a stock, you know, I'm not answering that. It was, you know, this is where I want to be. And I'll leave it at that. So we'll see if he signs before October 16th, which is the deadline. But if he doesn't, think about it. Russell, not signed. Paul George, not signed. Carmelo, who knows? He's not signed either. But those three guys, the uncertainty that will surround this team if Russell doesn't re-sign will be, that'll be a story. And I think almost every loss in the playoffs, everyone's going to just play the doomsday scenario. Like, oh my gosh, all three of these guys are going to the Lakers. They're out of here. And I don't know. I mean, that's obviously, you know, a concern for people in Oklahoma City, but I do think that Russell might sign before the season starts. He's kind of given every indication that that might be what he does. And I think if he does that, it'll really put some pressure on Paul George, specifically on what he wants to do. Does he want to go to L.A.? If LeBron goes to L.A., does he want to go join him? Does he want to stay with Russell? Does Russell and Paul want to go play with LeBron in L.A.? I don't know. That just is a question that will linger if Russell doesn't re-sign. But it's a legit question and one that Russell didn't really just totally dispel that he was or wasn't going to sign. So it's fascinating to see. But again, we also got to sit down, and for Channel 5, we were able to do one-on-one interviews, which we get every year. And I feel like for like 5 years in a row, we've gotten Nick Collison, which is great. I love Nick. I'm of the opinion that Nick Collison will be the first Thunder player with his jersey retired. That drew a lot of ire on the Twitter sphere. I have a side bet with my coworker Brian Keating at Channel 5, KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City. He thinks it'll be Russell or Kevin at the time. He thought it'd be Kevin, but obviously that's not going to happen anytime soon. But he just says you reserve that right to your best player. And I'm of the opinion Nick will be done playing far quicker than Russell, obviously. And just everything the guy's done for the team, for the franchise, came over from Seattle. They call him Mr. Thunder for a reason. Sam Presti's son is named Nicholas. I have no idea if that's related to Nick or not, as far as Collison goes, but I'm of the opinion that Sam Presti will want to honor him in some way after this last year. And I think all of us were kind of surprised that Nick didn't retire. That was kind of what he had kind of indicated. Perhaps Sam sat him down and say, hey, look, Nick, don't retire yet. I've got some stuff in the works. Just trust me. Trust me, bro. You don't want to retire yet. And now look at the team that Nick Collison's come back for in his final season. He has a super team with three all-stars. So, but my point being, you know, we usually get Nick for the one-on-ones, but this year we got Steven Adams, which is like, if I had to hand pick one player to interview, it might be Steven, even over Russell and Paul George and Carmelo. Well, I'd probably want one of those three. But after those three, it would be Steven, because the guy is one of the best interviews in the league. And you can ask the guy just an innocuous question, and he will give you like some off-the-wall, hilarious answer that you didn't see coming. So it was fun to sit down with him and chat with him. And he actually knew who I was, which was shocking, because the only time I've ever really interviewed Steven's been like in a group setting with a million people around. So he was like, oh, hello, mate. I recognize you. You've been around. So that was kind of funny that he even knew who I was. But it was good to sit down with him and Alex Abrines from Spain. Got to chat with him a little bit about his upbringing and being from Spain. So look for that on KOCO TV. We'll be churning those out pretty soon. But overall, just a fun day, an insane day. And this team just, it's going to be so good. I mean, they're going to win so many games. I mean, the over-under was 51.5. And I have a friend right now that's in Vegas and asked me last week if I wanted to put any wagers down. And I said, well, if you're smart, you'll bet on over 51.5. And that was before they got Carmelo Anthony. So this team's going to win a bunch of games. So it was a fun day, surreal day seeing Carmelo in a Thunder uniform. He's going to wear number 7, which he wore in New York. And just, it's going to be a lot of fun. And man, this team's loaded for bear. And I did ask for some Twitter questions. So before I get to those, again, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, send me an email, carsonlockedon@gmail.com. Our listener demographics, male and female, from 18 to 44, which is a big target demo for businesses. So if that floats your boat, send me an email and we'll chat. Without further ado, let's get to some Twitter questions. This comes from Barstool Sooners, the OU Barstool account. I like Barstool. They're funny. Funny guys, and the OU Sooner account did a great job with the Baker Mayfield memes. But Barstool Sooners asks, will Carmelo Anthony wear hoodies during the games? I don't think he'll wear it during the games, but you can bet your bottom dollar he has embraced the Hoodie Mello meme, the Hoodie Mello persona. When he comes to the bench, he's not putting like a towel over his head. He's putting on a sleeveless hoodie to wear on the bench because he's embraced that moniker. And I don't even know if there's rules for that in the NBA. I got to imagine there's some rules on if you can wear a hoodie underneath your jersey and your uniform. I mean, they let him wear headbands, and I kind of forgot what Carmelo looked like in a headband, but he was wearing that before he put on his hoodie. But make no mistake, he will be wearing a hoodie on the bench. So I don't know about during the games, but he'll definitely be wearing one because the Hoodie Mello he has embraced. And his teammates all started wearing hoodies around media day. I saw a bunch of guys walking through the hallways. A lot of the guys that are, you know, just training camp roster invites, guys who probably won't be on the team, they were all at one point wearing hoodies. Steven Adams was wearing one. So hoodie mania has taken on Oklahoma City. And you'll remember at the airport, fans were passing out the cutoff hoodies as well. So that'll be in the stands, on the floor, and definitely on Melo when he comes out of the game. This is from Robbie Spencer. Do the Thunder need to acquire a backup center or roll the dice with what they have plus a potential D Wade? Again, I think this is kind of an overlooked thing with the Thunder. I talked a little bit about it on the last podcast. Who is the backup center? I mean, Dakari Johnson is the only one that's listed at center. And I just, maybe he's ready to play in the NBA, maybe not. I didn't get to watch a whole lot of Oklahoma City Blue games, so I hate to just condemn Dakari Johnson as, you know, not playable at the NBA level. But he hasn't played a minute in the NBA. And I don't think he's your backup center. I think you just go small with Patrick Patterson, with a Jeremy Grant. But can those two guys really hold up at center against Memphis, against Pau Gasol? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a situation where you just try to force the other team to go small. But that's a concern for me. And I do think it's interesting that they don't have another backup center other than Dakari Johnson. Now, one thing that to me is by far the most intriguing thing about adding Carmelo and Paul George and Russell Westbrook together is the buyout market. I think there's going to be a line coming towards Oklahoma City of the buyout potential veterans who are chasing a ring that want to come play for this team. Now, what kind of centers would those be? Would Tyson Chandler take a buyout and come play at Oklahoma City like he was supposed to back in 2009 before the trade got rescinded? I don't know. I'm just throwing out names. But the buyout market is going to be there's going to be a plethora of guys who want to come to Oklahoma City and chase a ring and go after the Warriors. But, no, that's a huge issue, I think. Not a huge issue, but a huge question as far as when you look at the rosters. Who's going to play backup center? And what's Billy Donovan going to do? As far as D. Wade goes, I kind of thought he was going to Cleveland. I thought that was a done deal. Obviously, he hasn't signed yet. But I didn't think the Thunder were getting Carmelo. So who am I to say they can't get Dwayne Wade? Where is Dwayne Wade willing to come off the bench? Because Carmelo laughed at that notion today when he was asked about it. And Dwayne Wade's of similar stature, if not more so, than Carmelo Anthony in the NBA. I mean, he's won championships, plural. Is he willing to be a sixth man? I guess you could put Andre Robertson on the bench and start with D-Wade at the two. That would be something. You think, at that point, you're having like an all-name NBA team there. With just put the bios up on that starting five. My goodness. But what's one thing Carmelo and Paul George made perfectly clear is they're recruiting Dwayne Wade. So maybe they can get him. I don't know. Paul George said at Media Day he was in Dwayne Wade's DMs, texts, emails, Facebook messages. He said he was all over him recruiting him. So, hey, maybe they can get him. I don't know. That remains to be seen. But it is interesting to see who they will play at backup center. Okay, Cade Goschalk asks, who do you think will be the leading scorer for the Thunder? Now, this is an interesting question. I don't think it'll be Carmelo, I think. I still got to think it's going to be Russell Westbrook because he's going to have the ball in his hands a majority of the time. Now, he's going to look to distribute a lot more with guys who can actually put the basketball in the hoop. I think Paul George will be asked to guard a lot of the tougher offensive guards in the league. So that might slow down a little bit of his offense. But I do think Carmelo can thrive on the second unit, leading the second unit. Obviously, he's going to start. But him running the second unit, I think he'll have a real chance to fill it up on the with the second team guys because there's not a lot of scoring on the Thunder bench. That's one thing that is obvious is, you know, they have some good players on the bench like Patrick Patterson, Alex Abrines. But I think Carmelo's going to be asked to carry the second unit a lot. So Carmelo's a dark horse, but I still got to go with Russell Westbrook. This is his team. The guy flirted with the scoring title last year. Did he win the score? I can't even remember. I'm in such a whirlwind here. But, you know, I think it's still Russell Westbrook's team. And I think he'll still lead the way since he has the ball in his hands. And kind of, I mean, especially with the floor spacing, Russell Westbrook's going to have between Paul George and Carmelo standing around, how often is he just going to be able to drive to the rim and either lay it in or dunk it? I'm guessing a lot. Russell Westbrook did win the scoring title last year on top of all the triple doubles. Now that's a lot more, it's gonna be a lot different having Paul George and Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony on your team. It's a lot more mouths to feed. So I don't think he's winning the scoring title, but I do think he'll lead the Thunder in scoring. And let's see here. This is from David Liu. He says, "Will the Thunder come up with a special Mellow Edition hoodie to sell? Because I would like one. If they don't, they need to fire their marketing." President, their sales merchandise person. Imagine how well those would sell. If it just said Mellow on it, or just OKC with a hoodie. I don't know if they can put Mellow's... Yeah, they can put Mellow's name. Who am I kidding? They have all the licensing. Just put Mellow on there. Just put hoodie season with SZN. Just put his number. I mean, sell them all. All the hoodies. It's hoodie season in Oklahoma City. Just put them all on there. Yeah, they'll make all the money. I mean, that to me is a little more wearable, too, than, like, the jersey. You always see the guy with the basketball jersey. He has that dilemma. Well, it's not even really a dilemma. You probably should wear a T-shirt underneath the jersey. But some guys just go, hey, I'm letting the guns breathe tonight. It's a much better look to have a hoodie on. Even if the sleeves are cut off, you can have a shirt on underneath, kind of like Carmelo. But last question here. This is from Caleb Jones. What's the ceiling for this team? Do they have a chance against the Warriors? You better believe they have a chance against the Warriors. How great is it? That depends on how this team meshes, how this team gels. But again, I think people are overlooking how good Paul George is. I think they're underestimating Carmelo Anthony. And do never, ever, ever, don't ever underestimate Russell Westbrook wanting to beat Kevin Durant and the Warriors. He had no respect for Kevin's decision. He had no respect for the Warriors. Still doesn't. He wants to go to war. And now he has two colonels at his side. Russell's the general. He's got two colonels who have seen a lot of battles, a lot of wars, haven't won a lot, and I think they're banking on joining forces and you know, overthrowing the Warriors. So what would it take to dethrone them? I don't know. I think it would take, you know, obviously an injury changes everything for either side. I mean, if Thunder have one, they're done. If the Warriors have one, it becomes interesting. But I do think there's some matchup issues the Thunder could throw at Golden State. You know, no one can really punish them for going small, hardly. I'll tell you what Carmelo Anthony can do. You throw it down to him on the block, he can punish some of them for going small. And Draymond can't just focus on one single player anymore on the defensive end. They have three superstars. And then you have Steven Adams to deal with, and then you have, you know, everyone else on the team. So it's, we'll worry about the Warriors when the Thunder get there, but if anyone can go to battle with them, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder. Their ceiling is going to war with the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. And if they do that, Paul George is going to have a lot to think about. Carmelo is going to have a lot to think about as far as what they want to accomplish in the NBA, because Carmelo's running out of time. Paul George is still in the prime of his career, hasn't won a lot. Does he want to leave Russell Westbrook and join the Lakers? That remains to be seen. But I do think if these guys make the Western Conference Finals, and at that point you're playing with house money. You're going after the house that is the Golden State Warriors. So I think the Thunder can give them as much problems as anybody in the league now that they have Carmelo. And I think anybody that thinks otherwise is just underestimating Carmelo, Paul George, and Russell Westbrook. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast. When I took on this podcast, I was ready to do it, but man, sign me up. Like, give me a jersey. I'm ready for the season right now. Like, I'm in the middle of college football season with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, but man, I'm ready for the NBA, man. It's going to be a fun year for the podcast. It's going to be an unbelievable year for the Oklahoma City Thunder and their fans, and I can't wait to talk more about it. Stay tuned here to Locked On Thunder podcast. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Audioboom. Please give me a review. That always helps us out. And once again, thank you for listening. It's hoodie season, and it's time to go to war with the Warriors. That's what Sam Presti is. That's the message Russell and Sam have sent across the bow, across over to the Bay Area. Is, you know, Russell told Kevin during that game, you know, the infamous, "I'm coming." Well, Russell's coming, and he's got a few more weapons with him this time around, and Paul George and Carmelo. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, thanks for listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Carson Cunningham. We'll talk to you soon.